we didn't even know about this until May of this year.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, actually. 90% or more, 5 out of 5 star reviews.
It will revolutionize entertainment as we know it. Okay, so this story begins 1872 on a bet. The bet was, when a horse is running, do all four of its hooves ever leave the ground at the exact same time? There was a lot of controversy in the horse racing circles, and many people thought that the hoof, at least one hoof, was in contact with the ground while it was in motion. Now, to solve this bet, a very entrepreneurial man by the name of Edward Muybridge decided to take a sequence of images of the horse galloping to solve this question. He ends up setting up 24 cameras in sequence, capturing a moment in time so that we can capture the moment at which the horse goes through the entire galloping motion. When he completes this, his famous picture is the first representation of a horse galloping, and the effect ended up being incredibly stunning. It was the first successful photographic representation of a sequence of movement, and it made him an international star. It also led to the entire industry of moving pictures, an industry that was very unlikely in and of itself, an industry which changed entertainment as we know it.
So then fast forward a few years later. Imagine you're in a room in your own home city, a place that you've never left, a place that you can't really leave because there's not even any airplanes yet that go to other cities. And imagine that your friends invited you to come. You had no idea what was going to happen. This contraption gets set up in the middle of the room, and then a light turns on and it projects against the screen in front of you. And then for the very first time in your entire life, you see this far-off land that you could never imagine. Maybe you live in a city that has a lot of rainfall and you're watching for the first time a desert where there's pyramids and there's actors that look very different from you and totally different lifestyle completely. So that was the very first moment that people actually could conceptualize what it was like to see a moving picture. So now, what if I told you that right now, at this very moment, there's probably a room in your own home city that has the power to astound you just as much as those first people a century ago were astounded by the first moving pictures.
There's this phenomenon that's been a top attraction in all major cities around the world. In fact, if you were to go look up the top attraction in your own home city, you are likely to find one of these rooms.
Okay, so get this. This is, if you look up like New York, if you look up Washington, D.C., you look up Kansas City, where we spend a lot of time, you would not even believe this is actually above the major monuments and museums of each one of these cities now.
We're not talking about just attractions. We're not even talking about the kind of attractions that are within this category. We're talking about the attractions in the entire cities themselves.
You might not even realize also that, I mean, how often do you ever see anything, any attraction, any place, any movie, literally anything at all, that has 90% or more 5 out of 5 star reviews from every single person, sometimes hundreds, thousands of people that have gone to it? That's pretty incredible. I don't know the last time we've seen something like that.
It's not only the indiscriminate number of reviews, it also seems to be the fact that quality doesn't even matter to these reviews. The business behind this industry has become incredibly lucrative, with bookings up to weeks and months in advance for some of the best ones.
And it doesn't even matter if it's something that has a really high budget or production value, or even it's, you know, some random guy that decided to take his savings and get into this and try to do it himself. Doesn't matter. It's still 90% or more 5 out of 5 star reviews.
So we didn't even know about this until May of this year.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, actually. So my brother, back in May, told us one day, hey, I really want to go to this thing. I think it would be fun. You know, we're always going to movies and going out to dinner and stuff. And we do a lot of things together. And he's like, I think this is a new thing that we can try. And so I thought, you know, typically we do stuff like laser tag, like mini golf. We do canopies, which are like zip lines and things. So I was figuring, oh, okay, another thing like that, when he told me about it. And At first, when he told me, I thought that might be a good idea to do something fun. But then when we asked him, well, what is it actually? It ended up backfiring, and we decided not even to do it. So the way that he described it to us was basically we were going to get locked in a room, and we were going to have to solve puzzles inside the room. So I was imagining, literally imagining, you know, just a random random room. We sit there in a chair and a table, and, like, they wouldn't open the door until we finished the Sudoku or whatever it was. So we never went. And we always look for fun things to do together with all of us. So that was our very first interaction with this phenomenon.
So you may be thinking now, whatever we're about to tell you is just a new fad, a trend, new kind of entertainment, maybe like mini golf, like laser tag. However, when we finally heard about this again in the same month back in Kansas City, one of my cousins, Darshana, mentioned it and had a local news article that she sent along. It had a video interviewing the creators of this this room, and they described what the experience was really like. So now imagine, you see a timer. 60 minutes are counting down. You're thrust into a whole new world, an environment to explore. There's clues to find. There's puzzles to solve. There's an entire mystery that needs to be unraveled, a whole story that you've just been dropped into.
So whoever you were when you walked into that room, now you completely step outside yourself. It's basically the same thing as it would be if you were watching a movie. You're in the middle of the desert. You're in the middle of the underground bunker. You're in the middle of China in the market looking for, you know, a hidden treasure. It's just incredible. It's the same immersive feeling that you would feel when you step into a darkened movie theater, except now you're the protagonist of the movie. So any adrenaline that you would feel, you know, if you're watching Indiana Jones or you're watching Star Wars or you're watching Harry Potter in a Quidditch race, whatever it is, it's even more amplified because you're actually doing it and you're the one that has to get done in a certain amount of time or has to save the world or has to unravel the mystery. It's really, really incredible. So we decided that this actually season, our first season of our Spice Pantry podcast, we are going to dedicate to this because it's something that took both of us by surprise that we never thought we were going to get this into. Seriously, if you would have asked me in April last year, I didn't even know what this was. But it is, I really feel like this is the new wave, for the future that's going to completely revolutionize entertainment in general. And we want to be a part of that, and we want you to be a part of that, anyone that hasn't experienced that yet. So we're going to dedicate this first season of Spice Pantry podcast to this.
Mm-hmm. And we want you to follow along with us this season. It's going to be about 60 minutes, the same time you'd be spending in one of these escape rooms, as we break down all aspects of escape rooms. Starting with our next episode, episode 2, what to look for in escape rooms.
Then we're going to tell you episode 3, how they're put together.
Episode 4, we will go into how they engage us and how they are different from all other forms of entertainment.
And the next episode, number 5, we're going to tell you just how successful they've become and what has led to this success in all these major cities around the entire world.
And finally, in our episode 6, wrapping up this first season, we're going to show you what the future holds for this new industry that will revolutionize entertainment as we know it.
And we can't tell them anything yet, but there just might be a special announcement at the end of episode 6 that may or may not involve a lot of you and or us. So stay tuned for that one. That should be pretty exciting.
Okay, so now that you understand what escape rooms are, we want to offer up a challenge to you. We want you to go into your web browser right now, Google escape rooms and your city.
Right now. Do it right now.
As long as you're in a major city right now in the world, you are more than likely to probably have one in your city. We want you to book one as soon as you can, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, so you can experience one for yourself.
Yes, that's our challenge to you. And this will actually make a lot more sense and be a lot more fun, too, if you can kind of remember your experience that you're going to have in the next 30 days and relate that to what we're saying in this season. So that's our challenge.
The clock is ticking.
Yes, you have 60 seconds. Go put that into your web browser right now. Really do it. You won't regret it. It's awesome. Go now.
Okay. Now cue the outro. You think they're really going to book an escape room?
Well, if they want their minds blown, I guess they better do it.
I
I believe in them. They can do it.
Episode 2.
In 2 weeks.